The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. The arena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference the arena makes and beat it right along.
Dear Auntie Vera, what was the source of the consternation between you and Big Fatty? I'd love to know the background regarding this. Thanks, Molar Man. Molar Man, lovey, back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for a dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres and the main course. He dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contention. There is nothing, lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you, I love Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2302, I say chew, of the BFO for Thursday the 24th of November 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little chew!
Y'all, we're going to head over to Spotting Big Fatty. I've got some more voice letters and a few surprises. Hello, pilgrims. Big Fatty, what was that? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all in the U.S. of A. Big Fatty, you'll be doing that a lot today. Everybody will, it's true. Y'all, today, Thursday, in the U.S. of A. is Spanksgiving Day. And elsewhere, in Mexico, all around the world, it's Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, you are pilgrims today. Big Fatty, what was that voice? Well, pilgrim. Big Fatty, who is that? I don't know. It's just, let's just say an American icon. Oh, it was Vera. No, but anyway, y'all, take a little time today, you know, as things are in the world today, y'all. We still have a great deal to be thankful for, and I'll get into this a little bit more at the end of the little show. But y'all, Big Fatty is truly thankful for each of you that listens to the little show. And Big Fatty, I'm thankful of cake. Oh, and everybody that listens to the little show too. Yes.
It's your colon. I'm supposed to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? F*** you. I don't feel like it. I'm sick and tired of all your crap. Literally. You could at least try to eat a balanced diet. Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand, but no. You're too busy shoving turkey and stuffing down your pie hole to think a little old me stewing in your mess. Ugh. Wish yourself a happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker. I'm sick of your shit. Oh, God!
Leslie, y'all, last time we were over here at Spotting Big Fatty, that Peter G had spotted Big... Yes, Big Fatty, he spotted you with that mayonnaise. It's true. But I think that's a doctored picture. Yes, Big Fatty, whatever. Spanking Be Off a Matt Burlingame has spotted Big Fatty. And it says, Fatty, it's cold outside, and Big Fatty is all snuggled up with a polar bear in the snow. Big Fatty, better a polar bear than the ginger bear. True. And y'all, then a veritable Virgo spotted Big Fatty, and it's the old Hatter on the Hill. It says, long before Little House on the Prairie, there was the old Natterer on the Hill on the TV machine. It was canceled after just one season. Poor Big Fatty. And y'all, our final spotting Big Fatty is spotted by that Peter G. It says, Big Fatty, I had no idea you were so flexible. And y'all, Big Fatty is bent over with his head up near his rump roast. Big Fatty rump roast, vulgar.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Wait a minute, Big Fatty, did you say the Vader and Bacon Show?
I did.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Well, well, well. Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Messerschmitt Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Now, why am I a Messerschmitt today? Oh, we're breaking. Because I have gone to pick up my rental car for the weekend because... I mean, I don't even know why I turned the last one in. I've driven my own car for about 3 days. But I got there, and I thought that they were going to give me another 4Runner or, you know, Audi, or not Audi. What is it? The BMW X3 or something like that. I mean, which is, you know, they're nice. Not necessary, but nice. But no, no. Even though I'm guaranteed a fancy pants car. Oh, Mr. Vader, we are so sorry. We've had a run on the SUVs. And I said, well, that's okay. I don't need an SUV because I'm only taking one other person to the coal mine this weekend. And we're not taking shit with us. Just two bags. And we don't even need to haul a trailer of coal, which sometimes you do. You do. And they said, oh, well, we can give you a Chevrolet Aveo or something like that. And I said, okay, well, for free? Because, you know, what else? And they said, oh no, we're just very busy. And so finally I said, well, I am fat and I am guaranteed at least a premium, because I'm elite, goddammit, I'm elite. And they said, oh, well, we have one SUV, and so they give it to me, I go out there. It is the Messerschmitt, what is this thing, an Outlander? Big Fatty, it's made of recycled water bottles. That's really the short part of this story. And I got in it, and it said, essentially, that I was too fat to drive it. And then the seat wouldn't move, and I was just pushing, and it turns out it's not even electric, which, I mean, not whatever, but I didn't know they made cars that didn't have electric seats anymore. So, yeah, I'm sure the new mother at the coal mine who sees us whizzing around in fancy pants cars all the time will love driving to the North Carolinas in a Messerschmitt. So, all right, well, I've got to run and pick up a few little things here at the Target. Again, because I'm fat, and I'm also out of cat food. And then I'm going to have my Chipotle, so hopefully it won't break the Messerschmitt. All right, ma'am.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. I hope the Messerschmitt got you up there to the North Kakalaki coal mine. Haven't heard any reports of mechanical breakdown. Big Fatty, the only mechanical breakdown is when you call the old gal's show and her mechanical breaks down. That is probably true. And y'all, you may be wondering what the hell Vader's talking about when he says Messerschmitt. And y'all, this goes back to the orange hat over in Hatlanta. Y'all, he had a Mitsubishi.
Kyle at one time, but y'all, he couldn't say Mitsubishi, so he always just used to call it the Messerschmitt. Big Fatty, that's harder to pronounce than Mitsubishi. I know, but that's the orange hat. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's snowing.
Yeah, because you know that, of course, is Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, we love Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for breaking your moratorium and calling the little show. It's always lovely to hear your voice. And I hear the excitement in your voice because of hazardous weather conditions. Yes, Big Fatty, but that's all she did was call that little bit. Well, she did call back. Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, this one is so much more fitting. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Oh my god, I'm so excited today.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course
okay.
is... Oh. Oh, Big Fatty, y'all, that's, of course, is Miss Bacon again, and Miss Bacon, it's just, like I said, it's lovely to hear the crisp coolness of your voice, during hazardous weather conditions, and, if all it takes is a little snow, I'm sending Frosty. I'm sending the heat miser, what is that thing called? I don't know. It was one of those mechanical cartoons that they used to do, like the Rudolph. The Rancid Bass or something like that. Very vulgar. The Vader and Bacon's Back Show! Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
All right, this is our Ask Big Fatty a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Mr. Cackle. That's Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty. Mr. Cackle, what you got?
We are in the middle of Geneva, New York.
Yeah.
I think, where the fuck am I?
In Geneva.
And we have to think of a really interesting question to ask Big Fatty. It has nothing to do with the blue mailbox.
Or Big Fatty.
Wait. Everything has everything to do with Big Fatty.
No, Big Fatty has to answer the question.
How dare
it
you?
It doesn't have to be about Big Fatty.
It's all about Big Fatty, you bitch.
No.
Kevin has a question for Big Fatty.
I don't have any questions. I don't know what to ask him now.
Big Fatty, if you were in downtown Geneva.
Young Men's Christian Association.
If you were in downtown Geneva and your bladder was as big as a watermelon, full of booze. What would you do? Is that our question?
Sure.
Cue the music.
Cue the music.
Wait, were you recording?
I was, but I don't have to be. Wait.
Oh, wait, that's an...
Big Fatty, why didn't you hang up on Mr. Cackle? I didn't hang up on Mr. Cackle, and first of all,
Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and this is an excellent question. Big Fat sounded like the flop foe, too. It was. Probably the number one fan of Dr. P also, but if I were in Geneva and I had a gullet full of gin, I'd look for a nice Swiss chocolate place. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hello, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's the flop foe.
And Brian and Danbury.
Number one fan.
Number one fan. And we're in the Finger Lakes. We're on Seneca Lake. We just left Geneva.
We had dinner with the Baron and Dr. P. Mr. Toppy Smelly had was not feeling well from his butt examination today, so he did not join us for dinner. But the four of us had a lovely night out. Well, as lovely of a night as you can have with the Baron.
Yeah, because he's kind of rude.
He's loud.
And he's bossy.
And he's short. Really, really short. But Dr. P's really cute, so makes up for it.
And quiet. Anyway, so the Danburys are on day one. We're completing day one of the wine touring of Deck the Halls, which is a 3-day event of 30-some wineries. And we conform to 10/13 wineries in one day. And it was, I don't remember what happened.
It was warm. It was warm, 68 degrees. And we were in jeans and t-shirts.
Wow.
In November.
Huh.
Unheard of. Tomorrow's Kilt Day.
Kilt Day!
Woo-woo!
So Kilt Day and Christmas t-shirts, and maybe there might be some pictures.
And more wine.
Lots of wine.
Lots of wine.
Not sure what's going to happen next, but...
stay tuned.
This is Daddy Weekend, day one. And Junior's with...
the other hand, you know, I thought...
Other family members. So it's Daddy Weekend gone wild. Woo! Talk to you later.
Bye!
Thank you for calling!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that... Yo, that is the number one fan of the BFO for 2016, and the flop foe, Big Fatty. They certainly priming the pump there, up there, and by the pump, you're not referring to Toppy's procedure. No, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. No, they pumped that, he pumped all that stuff out. He's clean as a whistle. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, they sent some pictures through the Twitty, and they look just quite dashing in their kilts and their reindeer horns and everything. So anyway, yes, Big Fatty is just lovely. Oh, Dick, I see. Like I said, this is Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. of A., and once again, Big Fatty has lots to be thankful for, and I hope you do also. Despite all the things that oftentimes we concentrate on the bad rather than the good, and let's turn that around. Let's concentrate on the good and not the bad, and be thankful for more than we're worried about. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal and Vera out in Walnut Hills. What are you thankful for?
This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you, I love Big Fatty.
Oh, and I'm so thankful that you expressed that to all.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.